Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 338th episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on August 13th, 2021. Andrew, what's going on with Funko Pops and your sister?
I think my sister just bought me a Kronk from Emperor's New Groove Funko Pop.
Yeah!
Did she listen to the podcast episode where we referred to him as Peak Himbo?
I can guarantee that she has not listened to the podcast. Because she's still speaking to me.
Wow.
But yeah, yesterday she did say that she bought me something online and it should be there in a couple of days, and to not check the Amazon order history because it's my account. It's my Amazon account. I pay for it. And there's like six other people in between Jade and my family that also use that account, and I make up maybe like 5% of the orders. But that's fine. I'm a socialist. I want everyone to share in the benefits. But then I just got a notification. Your Kronk Funko Pop has now shipped.
That's pretty great.
I do
like
not...
Like a gag gift or like a completely unironic...
I think it's like both.
She thinks you're a huge fan.
You know, she, like, it was our favorite movie when we were kids, The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, that's sweet then.
Yeah, and it is like unironically a banger of a movie.
No, it's a good movie.
It holds up.
It's objectively
it really,
good.
It really does.
It's so short. Like,
it is.
You can just watch that shit.
It's like, what, an hour like, and 10 minutes or something?
Yeah, it's like barely over an episode of TV, and it's a good, like, narrative. It's fun.
Yeah, it's also really funny. There's a lot of talent there. Yeah. But anyway, I've never owned a Funko Pop. I have no interest in them. They definitely occupy the amiibo space of my brain. And it's like, it's okay if you have
this
these,
is,
I just don't get it type thing.
This is why I wanted this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Is because I know there's some history with amiibos and Funko Pops between the two of you.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that Lucas loves amiibos. Lucas thinks amiibos are fucking cool. Lucas knows I hate amiibos and still buys them for me occasionally. I think mostly because he knows that I won't like them, and that makes it funny, which it is. It is funny. It's not a good gift, but it's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get you your Breath of the Wild best girl and your Smash main. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I did that for you as a friend. I did that for you.
It's one of those weird mixes because it's like, oh man, he knows me so well because these are characters in media that I care about in different ways. But he also doesn't know me because I fucking hate amiibos. So it's I don't know. It's fun. I have them. I have them on display. It's not like I don't hate you for it. I think it's funny. It's a funny thing that we got going on. But then I bought you a Funko Pop because I'm like, oh man, Lucas probably likes Funko Pop. He seems like the kind of guy to like Funko Pop. He's got a lot of Eastern media that he watches and consumes, and so I got him Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z wearing a pink shirt that says bad man, because I think that's really funny. And he told me he fucking hated it. He's like, I hate Funko Pop. The Funko Pop's dumb. Amiibo, totally cool. Funko Pop though, dumb as shit.
I mean, for what it's worth, I have that Funko Pop up on display. I do like Vegeta Badman. Thank you. That part of the gift, fantastic. Funko Pops are ugly. Those beady-eyed motherfucker. Like, what's going on there? Who's like, I'm gonna buy 100 of these because they're so cute? And like, no,
I know
no,
for
not.
I know for a fact that you played that one Final Fantasy spin-off game in college where they're all chibi, which is what that style is called, with like the big rectangular head and the giant beady eyes. They're called chibis.
Yeah.
And I also remember you saying, this is awesome. I love this. This is a great art style. This shit's cool. Which is why I thought you would like Funko Pop.
No, and then World you're of like, Final oh, Fantasy, terrific game. I think the difference is that those characters are chibi. They're in a chibi art style, but they still have designs. They're still like more than a couple of polygons, and then that's it. It's not. Funko Pops are too hyper deformed.
Funko Pops are monstrosities that deserve to be eliminated.
Okay, what's the name of that Final Fantasy spinoff that you played?
World of Final Fantasy.
Sounds like World. Elder Scrolls Online. Elder Scrolls Online and World of Tanks had a baby.
Okay, Ryan, look up World of Final Fantasy and like just click on a screenshot that has the characters and tell me those aren't just Funko Pops.
Final Fantasy does have an MMO now. Critically acclaimed Final Fantasy XIV: A Realm Reborn. I can't get into it, though. I can't do it.
I'm looking at a screen cap of World of Final Fantasy. I mean, Lucas, you do realize that he's not wrong here. Like, I went into it fully being like, all right, Andrew's exaggerating. Like, it's somewhere in between. Those are very similar to the Funko. There was a guy that I worked with who was like a Funko Pop guy. Like, his whole desk was Funko Pops.
Oh, no. And don't bring that shit to work.
I don't know, man. These are markedly similar to Funko Pops, the character design.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. I'll admit that. But also, I think I remember that the Funko Pop company, not great.
Ooh.
I forget what it
what, you mean
was.
Lucas is pivoting. Merch company is not great? Shocker.
Lucas is pivoting. Fall back. Oh. Are they a company? Funko.
Da-da-da.
Ooh, what was the first Funko Pop? Trivia. Don't Google it.
Batman.
Andrew?
Fucking Zelda.
It was the Big Boy mascot for Bob's Big Boy.
Wait, I think I knew that. I think I remember that.
Yeah, which
that.
Originated
yeah.
in Burbank.
Huh.
They don't have like a controversy section on the Funko Wikipedia. So, but as we know about Wikipedia pages, sometimes these are made by the company.
Yeah.
And we agree that's a bad thing when that happens.
We agree that it hides some of the problems that they might have going on. There's a No Sleep that was written about Funko Pops.
Yeah, I was scrolling through that, but they bury the lead quite a bit. I can't get to the dirt.
No Sleep is fictional stories.
Ah. Oh, that's
No
right.
Sleep is, yeah, just ghost stories told yeah. on Reddit. Definitely don't look for real controversy about that.
Yeah, the fucking No Sleeper creepypasta about Funko Pops. It's just, and their labor practices are shoddy at best. Sweatshops in Thailand make these things. Workers are paid under $2 an hour. Ooh.
Spooky.
When they try to unionize, they all lost their jobs. Try sleeping tonight, motherfucker.
So when I did the collapsing earlier, I noticed that apparently it's Left-Handers Day.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Lucas,
how do you feel about Left-Handers Day, Andrew?
I feel no sort of way about it. Mm. I can't use my left hand for shit.
Hmm. So do you think it's discriminatory? Do we need a right-hander's day?
No, I don't. I do not, actually.
Damn.
The ruling what class is it, like 10? Does not need an extra day to celebrate how they are the majority or the powerful. That goes to something as trivial as which hand you use.
Well, good on lefties. They actually do sometimes unironically have it rough.
Yeah. Smearing ink and shit all over their paper when they write.
Nazi teachers forcing them to unlearn how to do tasks.
Being told that if they use their left hand, their dominant hand, they're possessed by the devil. And still going on in some parts of the world, parts of the country. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, good on lefties. Mm-hmm. Although, have you found that the vast majority of lefties that you know in their life are, like, to a certain degree ambidextrous?
It's not the majority.
I feel like the majority.
Cause, I don't know, because I've been told...
In my experience.
I've been told that before by people. Oh, left-handers are actually just ambidextrous. And I've asked people that I've known that are left-handed, and, like, one of them is ambidextrous, and the rest of them were like, no, I can't use my right hand for anything. They, like, show me what their right-handed handwriting looks like, and it's just what my left-handed handwriting looks like, which is nonsensical.
Well, it's not necessarily writing. I'm just saying, like, to some level, like, they use their stereotypical right hand for other activities. Like, I only knew one guy in high school who was, like, a bona fide lefty. Like, I played a lot of sports, so left hand versus right hand came up a lot. And then there was, like, a guy who would bat left-handed but throw right-handed, and there was a guy who would...
It's different in specifically the context of baseball, because you have a bunch of kids that might be naturally right-handed whose dads then teach them from a very young age to hit left-handed because it's an advantage in some respects. But that doesn't mean that they are now left-handed or even really ambidextrous. It's they can stand with their right foot forward facing the batter, or the pitcher, I mean, and that's kind of it.
Their dominant arm is their left arm when they're swinging, though.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I don't know, because there are a couple of things that I can do with my left hand. I can shoot with my left hand. That's about it.
Like a gun?
Yeah.
Like what?
No, like a gun.
I don't know if that's the same, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, because it's just pointing your arm. I don't know if swinging...
But what's your... can? Like, you shoot as good or better with your left hand than your right hand?
No.
Well, no, so that's the thing. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Is like, it's not the same if you can just do it, but shittier. Like, then it's like, okay, you're just slightly less bad. I'm saying, like, they were better with their left hand than their right hand.
Yeah, because they were trained to do that. They were, you know, trained as a left-handed hitter. But that's kind of the only aspect of their life that is like that. Because if we took kids at a very young age and kind of did the opposite of what we do a lot of the times, and we told them, don't write with your right hand, write with your left hand, I bet we could train the entirety of America to have good left-handed handwriting, even the ones that are, like, specifically right-handed, that do everything with the right hand.
Yeah. I mean, Ian's one where, like, he's lefty, but, like, he just fucks around all the time and never decides. My dad is left-handed for, like, a lot of activities, but just kind of fucks around, and when he gets frustrated, he'll just switch. Yeah, I don't know. That's just been my experience. Mm. But, yeah. I mean, is it writing? Is that the one solemn thing that determines whether you're right-handed or left-handed? Like, shouldn't it be a conglomeration of a bunch of different activities and which one you're, you know, which one you tend to favor?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know if there's a scientific definition. Especially because writing is tainted by, like we said, a bunch of Nazi teachers that are like, no, you can't use your left hand. So. Michael Vick is right-handed, but he threw lefty rather famously because his dad was like, I want to train you to be good with both hands so that you can be the ultimate quarterback and just never throw across your body ever, which is fucking wild.
Yeah, that's like the wildest thing about Michael Vick.
But also, like, that's not what ended up happening with Michael Vick. Michael Vick didn't just transfer the ball into one hand or the other and never throw across his body. He threw left-handed, right?
Yeah. Like, at some point in his life, yeah, he just started feeling more comfortable with his left hand and, yeah, stopped using his right hand in his profession.
Doesn't Wait, doesn't
that was the idea. And he is cannot, like, he is a right-handed person. Like, he mm-hmm. uses his right hand for everything else.
Doesn't that mess with the offensive line in football, though?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because now his blind side is the right side. But
Everything is flipped. The entire offensive playbook is flipped.
But, like, there are left-handed quarterbacks. Like,
I get
it. Isn't
less and less.
No, right. I was about Tua? To ask. Does like
yeah, Tua's the first left-handed quarterback in 6 years to start an NFL game. They're dying for sure.
It's like the advantage of having a left-handed quarterback and then flipping the entire offense make up for just the confusion that would cause. Right. I get yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the whole thing. Is it worth? And we're finding kind of not. Like, is it worth the difficulty for the offensive coordinator and all of the other offensive players to adjust versus, yeah, like the, oh, these are new looks that defenses aren't going to be used to. So
well, I'm trying to think of how many times the only like relevant situation I can think of really is who's the Browns left tackle again?
The old one?
Browns.
Retired?
No.
Or current one?
Their current left tackle.
I don't know.
Because he was Tua's right tackle in college. Jedrick Wills. I can't believe I forgot his name. Jedrick Wills was a right tackle his entire college career because his quarterback was Tua, who mm-hmm. threw left-handed. So he was the blindside tackle, but he played right tackle, and then he got drafted into the NFL. And they knew he was a good blindside tackle, so they moved him to the left tackle position because Baker Mayfield's right-handed and his blind side is his left side. And he's like, yeah, no, it was really weird learning the mechanics of just basically having my hips point in a different direction. Like, there's a lot of muscle memory mm-hmm. that gets fucked up there. But it took him an off season to learn it. That's it.
Mm. Right. Yeah, but that's the trade-off, right? And all the wide receivers, too. Running backs, running pass protection, like it's an adjustment for the offense. It's doable.
Right.
Like obviously they did it for decades, but it's just become less and less popular and we're to the point, yeah, where it's only Tua and Tua's not doing great so far. We'll see what happens when he's got a little bit more rehab and maybe a little bit better surrounding cast, but he's not setting the world on fire in terms of rookie quarterbacks last year. So who knows? But yeah, baseball is just a left-hander sport.
Yep.
Like you said, there's a reason that, yeah, overbearing dads would force their kids to hit lefties because it is just an advantage. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think
there is an inherent advantage at every single stage to be left-handed.
I think golf, left-handers predominantly play as though they're right-handed because it's just a pain in the ass to get left-handed yeah. clubs and then find anybody who can teach you or coach you hitting left-handed.
Yeah, and if you're
probably all the courses
yeah.
as well. Mm-hmm. Like the people who design golf courses are probably designing them with right-handers in mind.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be a weird job. Would that technically be architecture or probably a more specific discipline to right. design golf courses, yeah.
It's probably a very tight group of elites.
Yeah. yeah. There's like...
They all know each other.
There's like 20 people that design golf courses in the world.
Yeah.
That's like a job from the owner of a murder mystery mansion. One of those novels.
I could see it, yeah.
Made my fortune.
Murder on the Ninth Green.
Yeah, oh my god. We got a title, we're halfway there.
Let's fucking go. Let's do this shit. Crowdsource a goddamn mystery novel.
God damn it. Yeah. A caddy. There'd definitely be like, I think our point of entry would be a caddy.
Yeah.
Right? Like mm-hmm. a young person who's not really familiar with the whole overarching situation, but like was the mansion owner's favorite caddy. And you know, there's like the golf pro who's the obvious first suspect and you have to, mm-hmm. Put that aside, maybe. Yeah. There's plenty of archetypes just built in.
Do we want the murder to be golf-themed, or is this just a backdrop?
Yeah, is that over the top to
right.
Just have it be a golf club?
No, I think we have to go beyond getting hit over the head with a golf club. I feel like it has to be something...
Run over with a golf club?
No, like some shit like... like stabbed into the ground with the pin. Like he's got the goddamn flag that you
flag
stick
in his
in
chest,
the pin. Right through his chest, fucking pinned to the ground.
Yeah, if it's on the green, then yeah, it makes sense. Interesting.
Murder on the ninth green.
There's potential here.
And then the sequel would be like, ooh, if you like the front nine, get ready for the back nine.
Murder on the back nine,
Can't wait to write my 20-book series of golf-related murder mysteries.
Fucking eat your heart out, James Patterson, you hack.
And the first one is unique, and the next 19 are all just, he was bashed over the head with a fucking nine iron.
Yeah, just the club changes. He was bashed over with a 3-wood, just like, oh, that's different.
Then in the last book, they realize that all the mysteries that they've solved up to this point were all frame jobs, and that it's just a serial killer that's working his way through a bag of clubs.
Yeah. He keeps disposing of the murder weapon, and he at the very end, he just ran out. He just doesn't have any clubs anymore.
Yeah. They're like, oh my god. The only club that hasn't been used in a murder on this golf course is a fucking 3-wood. And then you see the golf pro, and his bag is empty except for a 3-wood.
Who could it possibly be? God damn it. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be even in his bag or something. He would just be like, you know, in a bunker. And trying to, like, dig it out with a 3-wood. Yeah. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? Misplaced all my other clubs.
Every single one?
All I got left is this one, yeah. That's crazy. Who could have guessed? What a coincidence. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Lucas is still here. I think we should...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Alright, I'm stopping. Someone else can wrap it. Andrew, you want to wrap
it? Yeah, thank you everyone for hopping in for the 338th episode of the Quarantine Cast presented by Voluntary Viewing. I'm your host, Andrew Clark. If you want, we've got a link to the Act Blue organization down below. Click there to donate some money to some great progressive causes. Also, check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for highlight clips and full-length episodes of the Voluntary Viewing podcast that come out every week. Also, check out Lucas's Twitter, at LucasDeRider, probably. He's doing some good stuff. Check out his work. He'd appreciate it. We all would. So, again, thanks for coming out. We'll talk to you guys in the next one.